This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The idea of Operation Twist is kind of an indirect way to hold down interest rates and keep up the incentives for borrowing and investment. But the economic crisis is global. Ours is not the only central bank that's worried about stoking economic growth. For the global perspective on central banking, let's bring in the BBC's Andrew Walker. He is in Luxembourg for a meeting of European finance ministers. Andrew, hello.
Hello there.
Which central banks have been the most bold and which ones have been more conservative in responding to the economic crisis?
The one that really stands out, I suppose, as being particularly bold is the Bank of England, which has been doing things that are quite similar to what the Fed has been doing, this quantitative easing, going into the markets, creating new money to buy financial assets, mainly government debt. The European Central Bank is a little bit more constrained, but it has found ways of doing this kind of thing slightly more indirectly, long-term lending to commercial banks who have then gone into the markets and used significant amounts of that money to buy the debts of the governments concerned.
And of course, there's Japan as well as a critical central bank. What challenges did they face?
Well, they have a decade or more than a decade of weak economic performance and interest rates that have been very, very low. It's had episodes of going into the markets to buy financial assets, creating more money. It has also been intervening in the foreign exchange markets to try and prevent some of the unwelcome rise in the value of the yen. But I think Japan does raise an interesting question. The limits do seem to suggest that it's not all that effective beyond a certain point, and one does wonder whether the Fed, the Bank of England, may be reaching those limits themselves.
We have a global financial crisis, but each central bank, one would think, is focused principally on what's in the best interest of their particular country, their particular market. Are the various central banks generally pulling in the same direction, or can they actually operate at cross purposes to one another?
For the most part, they have been cooperating. They've all been cutting interest rates down to very low levels in the case of Japan, the United States and the UK. And they've also been cooperating by providing swap arrangements, as they're called, so that banks can get indirect access to any dollars that they need. That, I think, has probably prevented a much worse blow up for some banks than might otherwise have happened.
The BBC's Andrew Walker in Luxembourg. Great to talk with you. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.